this is Michelle Anderson, north of Bangor, and this is the second half of the chat I had with gubernatorial candidate Les Auden on April 21st at Dysart's in Bangor.
What about jails? We're overcrowded in our jails, like probably every other jail in the country. Is that creating any problems statewide, or is that something you don't think the governor should have anything to do with?
Well, I think that the governor plays a role of trying to build consensus between the county and the state so that we're not knocking heads, okay, building facilities that we don't want that in the wrong place. So, I mean, that's a communications problem. And it's interesting that, violent crime is down not only in Maine but in nationally. What we need to do to keep people, and when we talk about jails, is the first thing that we need to work on is making sure we keep people out of jail. And the best way to keep people out of jail is educate them well and give them a job. And then, again, you start to decrease the impact of our jail system. But there are real problems in communication, in conflict of interest. Not conflict of interest, that's the wrong term. In sort of vying for the same space, for, you know, competition as to whose jail is it, what community should it be in, and is it run by the state, is it run locally. And the same thing is true with our mental health institutions. Now, there are a lot of people who believe that if we consolidated our two institutions into one, we would have a much better mental health care system in the state of Maine. But again, it's a turf war, and the governor needs to cut through that.
What do you think on that? Do you know?
Right now, my opinion is that we should be operating one high-quality facility that would have enough beds in it. We have more beds than we have patients right now. Mental health is a big issue in the state of Maine, as it is in America. We can be on top of it, but it's going to take some leadership to get us where we need to go.
Okay. I guess there's a growing, it's clear there's a growing drug problem in the state of Maine. And part of that probably is the fact that we started out so much lower than the rest of the country, I think, with drug problems. I mean, I'm from California originally. We've always had a big drug problem. When I first moved to Maine, not so much. And I haven't read the statistics on it or anything, but more and more you read about it in the paper, you see it on the streets where people are being arrested for drugs, people are dealing a lot of drugs. Is there anything that a governor can do to help solve that problem? Or is that only legislature?
No, I don't think it's legislature. The governor is the leader of the state of Maine. And through his use of the bully pulpit, and consensus, and appearing in front of kids, I think one of the things that I enjoyed most in my business career was going from high school to high school, speaking to kids about, you know, taking legitimate risks, mm-hmm. not drug risks, you know, risk getting an A, risk trying out for a team, as opposed to putting yourself in jeopardy with drugs. And I think that our adults need to be the leaders of our kids. And a lot of family involvement. And if you look at drugs in the state of Maine, the best place to start fighting drugs is between the parent and the child, the parent and the child and the school and the child. Started at the very basic part of society. And again, the more jobs and better educated our society is, the less dependent we're going to be on drugs. We need to fight drug trade in the state of Maine. We need to be on top of it. We need to make sure that the newest designer drug that gets built in somebody's basement, gets found, and that we educate not to use it. But drugs, the problem with drugs start at the most basic level. They start with parents, children, and school systems. And from there, we need a very strong police force that's empowered to deal with drug offenders, and that drug offenders are dealt with swiftly and judiciously and put away for a long time, so that they are, you know, that it's going to be a really bad thing in the state of Maine to be caught dealing drugs.
You've been working on the issue of Jackson Labs, I hear?
I have. About 6 months ago, I took a tour of Jackson Labs and sat down with senior management and learned at that time that they had a wonderful offer on the table from their perspective to move to Florida to create 7,000 jobs. And when I say move, they're not going to take the existing jobs that are here in Maine and leave, but the next new set of jobs that get created, along with all the jobs that get created around with them, are going to go to Florida. And they're doing some really great research right now. Drug companies want to know why an aspirin cures my headache but not yours, or why Tylenol works for you and Advil works for me. And That's done through genetic research with mice to find out, because we're all different. Mm-hmm. Everybody's genome is different. So we're all going to react differently to the same drug. So what Jackson Labs is going to do in Florida, in Collier County, is they're going to build a new facility to genetically engineer mice. And then they're going to co-locate half a dozen of the largest drug companies in the world around them so they can experiment with the mice. I'm looking at that and going, like, we got Brunswick Naval Air Station empty, right. 2 8,000-foot runways so that every jet, corporate jet in the world that wants to land can come in and out. We're a short distance from the Portland jet port. We have all the wonderful things that you'd be looking for, according to the Brookings Report, to have a cluster development in the medical field. Yet, we decided it was more important to try to figure out how to get into the transportation business of a failed railroad than it was to create 7,000 jobs in the state of Maine. And I've been on this. I hope it's not too late. I think it would be fantastic if we could find a way to create that facility that's slated for Florida to get created in the state of Maine, because we lost 32,000 jobs, and over a 10-year period of time, the expectation in Collier County is they're going to create 7,000 to 8,000 jobs. That's 25% of what we lost with just one smart move. But remember, we've lost 32,000 jobs. So in order to fill the existing grocery stores and shops that are existing right now, in order to just get everybody back to where they were, we need to create 32,000 jobs in Maine. And that's, you know, the reality is that, you know, you've got an existing asset. And think about, you know, if I can just jump, mm-hmm. tourism, okay, makes up one out of every $5 that comes into the state of Maine. 170-some-odd thousand jobs, about one out of every six jobs is tourism-related. We do a very poor job of marketing the state of Maine. If we did nothing else but market Maine better and increase the volume to the existing facilities by 10%, so no new roads, no new ski areas, no new shops, no new hotels, no new motels, no new golf courses. Just if we just increased the existing business by 10%, a huge amount of that would fall into the tax coffers of the state of Maine and into the people's pockets that work in that industry. And it's another place where we can have an immediate effect on the Maine's economy simply by enhancing the already existing economy of tourism in Maine without... We don't need to grow the physical facility. We just need to grow the usage.
I was reading the Red County Caucus results, and so this question arises in my head because it seems to be something that that's important. The social issues section of that, your feelings on abortion and on traditional family, or what they call traditional family.
Yeah. Let's start with gay marriage. I would have vetoed the gay marriage bill. Marriage is between a man and a woman. I would favor civil unions for equal rights as protected under the Constitution.
Civil unions being?
Civil unions giving same-sex couples similar rights to those people that are married, but the word marriage is not applied in that instance, indicating that whether it's a physical relationship or a non-physical relationship, two people living together who are going to stay together can visit each other in the hospital and have the same rights that a married couple. But marriage is between a man and a woman. That's a family unit, and that should stay that way. On the subject of abortion, I'm against late-term abortions. I'm for a woman's right to choose in the first term. But as governor, I'll enforce the laws of the state of Maine. And as soon as Roe versus Wade is overturned, I will support that wholeheartedly in the state of Maine and have no issue with that.
And I guess my last question is going to be about the 10th Amendment and how you see the 10th Amendment fitting into the governorship.
That's what the suit is based upon. And I think it needs to be tested. States' rights are extraordinarily important and need to be protected.
Is there anything that you want to discuss with me that my little mind hasn't thought of?
Probably, a lot of things. I'm a strong advocate of the Second Amendment rights and the state corresponding state rights. I have what I call a preserve. it's my own little word for a hunk of land that I own in Riley, where we've been successfully harvesting about a bear a year for the last 25 years, and I'm very happy to to work with the guys that do that. Enjoy the outdoors. Want to see Maine's hunting and fishing reputation restored. We've lost a tremendous amount of the deer in the North Woods because of a lot of problems. It's coyote, but it's an overall management plan for both for the predators and for the critters that we want to keep. We've got to take a complete look at what we're going to look like in 10 years and move Maine back into the hunting realm. I think we should take Maine out of the business of growing fish, and if we're going to stock fish, we should do it privately and use those monies to grow fish in the private end of the world. Maine's got to do some homework, but there are a lot of smart people, and the Maine guides and Sam and ACCA and others that have some really good ideas of how we can manage our outdoors going forward. But it is kind of sad to look at Maine at once being one of the deer hunting capitals of the Northeast and realize that nobody comes to Maine to shoot deer anymore because they're gone for a lot of reasons, and we need to fix that.
Can you tell me again what your website is, if it's not too much trouble?
LesOtten.com.
Thanks a lot, Les. We'll be talking to you later on.
Okay, and you can tell Catherine, you can tell everybody the end of that joke.
Thank you very much.
All right, goodbye, Michelle.
Bye.
Well, that does it for my discussion with Les Otten, wherein we covered the things that Mr. Otten thinks are important items on the agenda for the next governor and for those of us north of Bangor.